Absolutely. Our government has taken that decision because the document that they said was actually the final agreement on the peace process between the government and the other various opposition groups was the right document. And we felt no. In fact, it was the same document that was presented last time. We shared with our citizens here in the country, various government institutions, civil society organizations, and political parties. And they had recommended that certain changes had to be made. We found that this document yesterday did not reflect what we thought should have been updated properly to include even the decisions which were taken by the Entebbe summit, which has recommended certain areas of that document infringe heavily and compromise the sovereignty of the Republic of South Sudan as a government, a democratically elected government by the people of South Sudan. So we didn't sign it. We thought that if this is what you are saying is the document, we will take it back to consult with our institutions in the country, because we cannot decide without the people of South Sudan giving us the green light. So there's a lot to still clean out in that document so that it really reflects a sustainable peace.
So, Dr. Benjamin, when will consultations begin?
It begins as we arrive today. As soon as we arrive today, there was a big crowd that welcomed the president and his delegation, including the peace negotiators. And they applauded the president for having taken a wise democratic decision not to have signed this document that would have compromised our independence, our dignity, and our freedom. The president was able first to brief his executive organ, including all the sections, right straight from the airport. And then from tomorrow, the institutions will arrange the tabulated method of how we are going to consult with the communities of the Republic of South Sudan, including the people, the states, the 10 states. A program will be worked out as from tomorrow. Also, the political parties will have to be informed, because the political parties did not attend the last meeting because they were prevented by the chief negotiator, Masrin, and were asked even to leave Ethiopia. So they were not even there, although they are supposed also to be signatories of the peace agreement. So there's a lot to be desired in this document, because we as a government, we really want a sustainable peace. So the start is immediately.
Some people have called for targeted sanctions against your administration because of the refusal of the president to sign the deal that you said will compromise the country's sovereignty. What is your take on the call for targeted sanctions?
I think sanctions really don't come in, because what we need here is that what the people of South Sudan need and the government from their friends, whether in the opposition or within the government, is that our international partners, including international institutions like the Security Council, the African Union, and IGAD, is that they want to help South Sudan get peace and to reconcile with itself. I think they should not be dangling this carrot stick of sanctions, because that does not solve the problem, Peter. I think sanctions that we have seen, what sanctions have done across the world, they have not helped the citizens of any country for them to achieve the stability and the peace they always want. So I think what is important is to help the Republic of South Sudan be patient, because peace is a process. It's not the time that our president says. It's not a football match which has to be finished. The event today, you know, this should be understood. And I think our international friend should really be understanding us. We are glad that the international friends did not also sign, because they say there is no agreement by one person that the two must sign to an agreement. So we appreciate, because some of them have not even read it. They were saying the international partners like the Troika, for example, like the United Kingdom, they said they have not read this document and they need to go through it first. So there are a lot of inefficiencies that has come out of this document and concerns. So I think the government is right, not first. Indicating now all the people of South Sudan, We're very happy that the government took this decision so that we have an adequate time to remove things which we believe will end up with a document which will have a sustainable peace and stability.
Dr. Benjamin, after the consultation which begins on Wednesday, will there be a renegotiation or a peace deal will be signed after the consultation? What happens next after the consultation, I mean?
Yes, after the consultation, of course, the mediators will pass back. So that we have a proper document that is saleable to both sides and saleable particularly to the people of South Sudan that recognizes that this is a government elected by the people of this country. President Kiir, there was no election dispute whatsoever. This was an overwhelmingly elected president of the Republic of South Sudan. I think we are ready when we will go back and say, look, this thing, this item and this item, where we have put our reserve, in fact, on the document we have put that, that document with all the reservations we felt we need to discuss more on them so that we have an agreement by all the parties on that. And we believe that sense will have gone into the heads of the SPLM-IO and others who are pushing for peace.